Who's your daddy?
Boom! We are off with another episode of Booze Your Daddy, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Alan Snyder, here with my boy, even an Ohio Church's Church, Zacharias.
What's the best? Anytime instead of like, it is what it is, now I'm saying Church's Church. It's so good. It had real staying power. That and the DraftKings one got me there. Well, you bet on your degenerate friend because not one of those.
Booze Your Daddy, the podcast. Tuesdays, we do it live. Saturdays, we post it later. We absolutely enjoy that people are tuning in, sharing them, giving some reviews. We're starting to creep up there a little bit. We like when you love us. We love when you hate us.
That's the best.
So make sure you're telling somebody. We have a ton of episodes that you can go back to and listen if you're bored one day.
I'll get you there. I'll get you to sleep.
We are a lot of things. Sleep is not one of them.
No. We big fire.
I did say earlier today to a patient's boyfriend who was living with him and he's sleeping on the couch. Because once you get to a certain age, you're really just saying, yeah, we like to go to early bird dinners together. He says, I struggle to fall asleep. I said, let me give your phone number to my father. He'll put you to bed.
Oh, he's pure excitement. No. He's a firecracker. I disagree. Your father's absolute electricity.
DC or AC?
Both. He is AC/DC.
Zach, we have a great show planned for tonight because I have lots of opinions to go. But before we get into tonight's episode, why don't you tell everybody what you are drinking?
I said I had the same beers for days. I actually don't anymore, but I got one more of these left. It's the Leo with the cat. I'm a little pissy about my Leo because as I was looking at it and twisting the bottle, it's 11.2 ounces. God forbid these ties pony up for 12 ounces. I'm not happy. They shorted me. What are you drinking? Well,
there are short people, which is natural. I'm pretty sure that's just lost in translation as far as the fluid ounces. Like, aren't they on the metric system?
I don't know what system they're on.
Le Royale with cheese? What
but
am
anyway,
I drinking?
I don't have a ton more of these, so I have to get more beer because Molly watched Rounders over the weekend, didn't understand poker, so I had to come over on Saturday for me to teach her poker, and we had some drinks, Jen.
Are you any good?
I used to be, but I don't have the patience to round like Kanish. I can't do it. I can't just sit there all day, but there's
that's
that.
A no. That's
no, I am okay, but then I get bored, but
that's
I'm not bad.
Literally, poker is patient.
I don't have the constitution, so I'm hot for the first half hour.
Going back to the Deschutes Brewery, I got a variety pack of these, so I'm just going through each one. This one is called Squeezy Rider West Coast IPA, 7% alcohol, effortlessly West Coast, intensely tropical. It's a little one, though. I made sure I had a Taiwan. Freshly squeezed, no fruit was harmed in the making of this beer.
One's enough to drink it, though.
There's one that I was really excited for, but it's a really cool looking can, and Milo's 9-month birthday is on Friday, and I want to get the picture with him with the cool can, so I said, let me use
one of these shitters. How's he doing? Is he sleeping yet?
Getting better. We had this past weekend was, we're just at this point, we're doing it. You know, suck it up, Buttercup. I have 6 pacifiers around him in a rainbow formation just to keep him shut up, and hopefully he can pacify himself. He slept for 5 and 6 hours at 2 different nights, which is
good.
It's a start of something compared to it used to be
night.
2 hours, but he is starting to enjoy having fun with me, which is nice. Like, I don't want to say we wrestled today, but if you know what's going on, there was a lot of wrestling and kissing happening.
Enjoy.
Zach, I believe this is our third annual episode of us doing an Oscars coverage type of show. I'm not rewriting the book here. Episode 219, just calling it the Oscars 2024.
You're not rewriting it either, I don't think.
When we did the first one, I was like, this was fun. I hope we do this again next year. And it has become a little bit like homework because I'm suffering through a lot of
these. I'm
going
to watch
movies.
Them anyway, so I might as well get to have a formed event because we always
not
do
all
Oscar,
of them.
Most, whatever I can sit through. I'm not watching best animated short from Europe. I'll watch what I need to watch. The only one I wouldn't pony up for was the Jeffrey Wright one. But we'll get to them in a second. I'm not paying $19 for something cheap for that.
You mean you don't have to pay $19, but Grammy can pay $19.
Well, she doesn't have any streaming services. She just has mine. And I'm
invite her over.
Then I got to fleece her for a $20. Maybe. So we always do an Oscar pool where we throw in $5 and whatnot.
No invite?
You want to come over on Sunday? Enjoy.
Can I do it over Zoom or just text you?
The only one who's going to be potentially doing this is Molly, and Zoe's going to be helping her out. So there's a lot going on. A lot of action. Anyway, call back. So we do that. So I watch most anyway this time, but now it really gives me a reason to do it.
All right, well, I appreciate that. For people who don't know how we're going to do this, we're just doing the best pictures. I tried to watch all 10. Zach and I are going to be doing these reverse order. So he will give us his 10th. How are we saying this? Because I know for me, I'm doing like not the one I think is going to win. I'm doing what I think should the rankings be.
So you watched all of them?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
When we start doing this, I will tell you. And I'm going to give you the option. Apparently in a drunken stupor, I asked my roommate who also suffered through these movies with me to give me her rankings. Should I give you hers at the end or should I add them in when we're doing ours?
At the end. More than that, I was really disappointed there's not a range of movies. So like every category is some mix of the same 12 movies. There's usually a couple curveballs out there, like best makeup, you'll get, you know, something. Or best. No, it's the same movies just in different orders for the other categories.
For the most part. So Zach, why don't you go ahead and kick it off for everybody here. Your, again, I asked you a question, you didn't answer me. 10th favorite movie is what we're saying?
I didn't see all of them. So I'll give you what I can abstain from.
Give me your abstinence.
Yeah. So I didn't see American Fiction because I didn't want to pay. And I didn't see Anatomy of a Fall.
Okay.
That's it.
So then, well, this is going to get real tricky. All right, so can I just do my number 10? I don't know.
Wait, you want to pay $20 for that shit? Was it good?
I will get there. Then let me kick it off.
Fine.
My number 10, which is also ranked because I have Vegas odds as of 2 o'clock this afternoon, the number 10th most likely to win, going off at plus 10,000. For those of you who don't understand betting, it means if you bet $100 and you get $10,000. I have the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen. It was called Maestro. Zach, did I watch all the movies? I got 4 minutes and 30 seconds in and I just turned to Julian and go, I can't watch any more of this.
Yeah, Maestro's probably... Actually, you know what? I hate to... Fine, I'll have Maestro at 8. Or
you have Maestro at your 8.
Yeah, or my second from the lowest.
Second from the lowest. Tell me about Maestro. You'll do... Because I'm leading the dance because I watch all the movies.
Yeah, we watched Maestro in 2 sittings. We finished it. I thought that Carey Mulligan was miscast. I thought I was screaming for Maggie Gyllenhaal or some Jewish actress. You know, give me Gina Gershon even. Love it. I don't know. But the second half of the movie was better. Leonard Bernstein was a brilliant, accomplished composer. The entire movie was about him having sex with dude. It had nothing to do with his composition. You know, maybe he's not that interesting then. The movie was essentially just like how to score with guys. It was like 2.5 hours of black and white grinder. Like, what happened to that he wrote songs and scores and conducted the Philharmonic? That's just touched on.
For me, it was a movie that didn't need to be made.
Maybe the fact that we didn't get the movie that should have been made.
The fact that they need to put it in black and white and then they make it 4:3. So for people who don't know, it's meant more for an old school television. So if you watch on any flat screen, which we all have, there were 2 big black bars that going right down the sides of it. I just don't care. I don't care about the guy's life.
I would rather have seen Bob Cobb, the maestro from Seinfeld. He was just as good. Yeah, wasn't it also just like gay tar? We saw that last year.
I wanted to say that. I'm telling people, we watch these movies or part of them, so you don't have to. For me, Maestro, skip it. Hated it.
Yeah, you'd fit right in. I loved those guys. Men on Film, amazing.
David Alan Greer and David Wayans is a god. Absolutely.
Fascinated. The hats they wore, incredible.
Number 9, which then you can comment if you saw it, for me was The Zone of Interest, which shockingly is going off at plus 2,500, which I think is 3rd or 5th highest one. I started that by myself. I got 15 minutes into it. The fact that it was in color helps me watch the movie.
Not all of it.
But then there's no... Oh, they do go black and white. Good for them. I didn't make that point. The movie just looked like it was made in 1972 when we first got color movies.
So I saw it in the theaters with my mom, who asked me if I wanted to see the Nazi movie. I'm like, alright, fine. Now, I get what they did. Like, there was a slice of life movie from the other side of the wall, and he's just a guy going to work like we all do.
Except when he goes to work, he puts his shoes on and kills the Jews.
What do you do for a living?
I help the Jews.
Sometimes.
So we were invited.
Exactly. So we saw, I think I liked it more on the way out. It didn't sit well. It didn't have good staying power with me. I'm like, oh, that was interesting. Good take. So I have it a little bit higher, but not by that much.
I went ahead afterwards and just read the plot. I'm glad I didn't waste the 2 hours. Can we just talk about how all these movies were way too long?
Ooh, were they long.
I think this was the shortest movie of them, but I'm supposed to now care about a guy who's stuck right outside Auschwitz and he feels bad for everything going on, but didn't help my people.
No, he didn't do much. He threw up at the end because he was a little bit guilty.
Right, the guilt. That was literally it.
And then they showed a clip of a bunch of Spanish ladies cleaning Auschwitz and there was like the shoes. It came out of nowhere. It was powerful enough, but it didn't do it for me. I would have had it a little bit higher just because it was creative. I had it above Barbie. So for me, out of the 8 that I saw, I would have probably ranked it a 6.
Okay, so you're 6. Moving on. Now I think we can start to get to some good movies. Number 8 for me, which is number 6 by the betting odds, going off at plus 3,300, Anatomy of a Fall.
Didn't see it.
Have you ever watched an episode of Law & Order?
Yeah.
This is French Law & Order. It's one big murder that happens in the first couple of minutes, or a death, I guess you say, and then it's a woman on trial. And at the end of it, this was a movie that I turned to Julia. We suffered through. And I said, we could literally just fast forward to the last 5 minutes and find out who the killer is.
I'd rather watch Judge Judy.
I do not always need, and we'll talk about one of my favorite movies, I don't always need an ending where it's so, and then this happens, and then this happens, and it all, sometimes obscure is okay. When it's two goddamn hours about a guy who died and if his wife killed him, and at the end, she's found innocent.
Spoilers.
If you're watching this and you haven't seen it, you're not going to. Right. She's found innocent, and you never find out really what happened. Didn't work for me, dog. Mm-mm.
What, no Cato Kalin in French?
I didn't know how the French judicial system works, that they all dress up in their little robes, but the highlight of this movie is the first 3 minutes where her husband is throwing a temper tantrum in his workshop, and he is blasting a steel drum version of P.I.M.P. by 50 Cent. I've been listening to it all week on Spotify. It is by far the best part of the movie. This was the most skippable crap I've ever seen. Yeah. And we watched the whole thing because you want to know who the killer is.
No, I know. Not the husband. Not the mom.
There was almost a real bad part because the kid did an experiment where he almost killed his border collie dog. And it got real.
Yeah, didn't you guys hit the pause of the Ed Sheeran movie last year and find out if the border collie lived? Pretty ridiculous.
So you didn't see that movie. Moving on to my number 7. I do not care. It's gonna win. It's the favorite. Zach, Oppenheimer was a piece of shit.
I didn't mind it.
Talk.
Now, he went to my high school.
Cillian Murphy?
No, Oppenheimer. Who were classmates. So for me, actually, out of this list, now I've heard that American Fiction is quite good. Oppenheimer would probably be my 3.
You say probably. Did you not write these down?
No, I just got it here.
Go open me noggin.
Exactly. And it's a fluid list because they all suck. Except for one.
So is your gender.
Ish. Oppenheimer would be my 3. It was fine. It was a biopic. I like David Krumholtz in a fat suit. Or maybe he got fat. I thought the movie was interesting. Knew most of it, but not all of it. It was good, I thought. It was just way too long. It didn't need to be 3 days. Could have banged that thing out in an hour change. Yeah, didn't really need Emily Blunt as the wife. Like, could have put anybody in that role. Show
Florence,
up for the thing.
Florence Pugh being topless. Best part of the movie?
Yeah. Ish. I didn't love her nose ring, but,
it's
not for me. But it was fun. I put that as my 3. In a very thin list.
It took us 3 times to get through this movie.
We watched Oppenheimer in 2 sittings.
He's going to win Best Actor. I get that Robert Downey's going to win Best Supporting. The only award that should happen for this is Best Score, and somebody, please give the first violin all the awards, because that man started playing for 3 straight hours and only stopped when the bomb went off and then kept going for longer and longer. The music during the whole thing,
hey, you know,
my patients who tell me, oh, well, did you see it in the theater? Bitch, well, I got an 80-inch TV and I sit 5 feet in front of it. It was big enough for me.
You liked Barbie more than Oppenheimer?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I'm not done. Zach, for me, Oppenheimer had a major problem. I actually like biopics. I like when you learn about something. The issue for me was, it was the first hour and 45 minutes was, will they get a team together? Can they come up with the formula? Well, spoiler alert, we dropped a bomb. It happened. 2 of them, in fact. And for me, well, the people say, well, what about Titanic? Didn't you know that the boat was going to sink? Yes, nope. I did. But you know what they didn't spend 2 hours in Titanic saying? I wonder if there'll be an iceberg that night. Like, the fact that they wasted so much time, will this happen? And then 2 hours and 30 minutes in, you actually start to go, wait a minute, who is putting him on trial? Who turned him in? And I stopped and paused it and rewound it. And I said, oh, this is the plot of the movie. Because the rest of it, what was the point, dude?
We did something no one else had done before. Twice.
Fuck him. You want to know real stupidity? When Einstein walked by and Julie says, oh, is that Einstein? I'm like, Einstein wasn't in New Jersey. What are you talking about? I'm like, oh, I know what I also said. I'm pretty sure he was dead by the time this happened. Also
easy
not right.
Einstein. No. Oh.
It was really bad.
And then that movie.
And then I saved it with, oh, but he was Jewish.
He was.
Okay, cool.
They both were.
I felt really, really stupid with that. I have nothing else to say. The visual, whatever. The story was stupid, whatever. I don't get it. I think it only got the bump because of the Barbieheimer bullshit that happened. And everybody was all into it.
Oh, you like Barbie better, so go nuts, cowboy.
So for me, you like Barbie better than this? Yeah, because I was watching Barbie when I had 102 fever and I was able to suffer through it. I'd watch Barbie again, maybe. Maybe just because I missed some things. I didn't think the movie
would. Missed some things? The whole movie's one big pee break. Could miss anything, Barbie.
They're going to win Best Song, and Billie Eilish sucks. But for me, there was a couple songs. I would watch it again just to go, did I hate this? I'm not sure, because I legit had 102 fever. I was shivering on the couch.
Korean Ken is the highlight.
Okay. Talk more about Barbie. Anything more you hate about it?
No, but I liked Rhea Perlman.
She's somewhat delightful.
Delightful.
Although she divorced my boy, so I don't know if I can be down
with
that.
Danny DeVito?
Oh, they're very broken up.
Officially?
Yeah, for a while, I think.
Yeah, I thought they were
still sure he's doing just fine.
Oh, yeah. You're killing it. That's Mike's sandwich money.
Which I had for lunch today. It was overpriced and overrated.
Ew, you disgust me.
I cannot believe this was the battle of the worst. You know how sometimes you just put one or two at the top and you go, oh, I struggled. You remember we've done our music list where I don't know what to put here. I cannot believe for my number five, I have Past Lives.
Yeah, I think I probably have it. I had Flower Moon lower, but Past Lives. The highlight of Past Lives for me, very much so, was in the first about 6 minutes when I realized and looked at Jen. I go, sweet birthday, baby. After that pop, it was over. I mean, it was fine. It was nice. It was sad. I sort of felt bad for the Jewish guy because he sort of looked like me, but like a schlubby. Like, but
he ended up just okay though. He got the girl in the end. Although you are rooting for her.
My biggest problem: what Uber pulls up 12 doors down at the end and gives you that walk to have the Uber comes right to your door. Rain, sleet, or snow, they're showing up at my door. I'm not going a foot for an Uber driver. He can come to me. That walk. Hated that part.
Were you rooting for them to get together in the end or not?
I didn't give a fuck at that. And that was the problem. I didn't care who shipped who. It could be a thruple. I didn't care. I liked it. I think it was sweet and sad, but I didn't give a fuck.
We spent most of the movie because the opening scene is the two Asians at a bar with this white guy looking all dismissed. We spent most of the movie going there. I wonder if that guy was a cousin, if she goes. You're just trying to figure out the dynamic of everything. Again, Sweet Birthday Baby always lands, which is the ultimate inside joke between us. And for me, it just didn't. I didn't think
the movie needed
good.
Natasha Lyonne. I'll tell you that.
I cannot believe this is my number five movie. And it's the number nine as far as odds to win any.
None of them got nominated for any best actor or anything. She was good.
Did you find her more attractive when she was speaking Korean versus when she talks in English? Because I did.
No, I found her a lot more attractive when she was messed up on lewds in Russian Doll. No, I didn't care.
Let's get to the nitty gritty because I do believe I think we should be getting close here. I think I'm going to sink your submarine here.
Barbie's your three.
Barbie was
or higher.
Barbie was my six. I just did Barbie.
I wasn't paying attention.
Six. I'm aware. My number four would be called Things,
number two.
Which I knew you liked it. Go on.
Why didn't you like it?
It was weird and it's not rewatchable.
I think it is incredibly rewatchable because it's vignette. And I think it's weird and I love weird. I loved the black guy and the old lady on the boat should have a spinoff. They were amazing, those two.
Pardon me, sir. The black guy? Do you not know Gerard Carmichael?
I don't know his name. He's the kid from The Neighbors.
He has a stand-up special on HBO that's worth watching.
All right, fine. He's Gerard Carmichael and Gerard. The old lady. Whatever. I'm going to be Gerard Mayo. They had great chemistry, those two. I found Ruffalo was incredible. When he told her you've been thrice fucked by the best, anytime you can say thrice fucked, I'm in.
It was
weird. It had action, violence, and nudity. Like, you're talking all my dick. Had comedy. It really checked a lot of boxes for me. She should get best actress because she really went for it. Jesus Christ. The first time she whipped her shirt off, I didn't realize she'd be naked and getting stripped the entire movie. Didn't know that going in.
She has a chance at best actress. It's coming down to her, as far as the odds, her and the woman.
It's going to be Redcorn. But whatever. I thought that it was quite weird and quite rewatchable in the sense that, like, each of those little Paris scene, the boat scene, they're little vignettes. Any movie that's vignettes is rewatchable.
Like, coming back to my theory on black and white, you're basically saying that the parts that were in color were way better.
Yeah. They just were.
Fair enough.
It was good. That's my two.
Okay, that's my four. For me, the only thing I'm really taking away from that movie was when I believe Mark Ruffalo says how something was a jape. And I watched tons of movies with subtitles, which is surprising the amount of times I complain about movies in other languages where they have subtitles. Meanwhile, when we watched Anatomy of a Fall, we put on subtitles and then they had closed captionings. And it got to the point Julie's like, we got to pick one. It got really weird. But jape was one of those. And we always have our phones open. So next thing I look at him like, oh, a practical joke. And I'm like, oh, a jape. I like that. Kind of sounds like a Jewish ape. But, you know, I didn't know that word. I'm assuming you did because you're the cunning linguist.
I am. But no, I liked that movie. I think it was, you know, it's no shot should. At wins. It's just, it speaks to me.
It's number two. It's literally plus 1800. It's the number two betting favorite, which this crap happens all the time. That Oppenheimer's going to win.
Yeah.
It has a chance.
Oppenheimer's
going up at minus 3,500. I forgot to tell you that. And for those of you who don't understand betting, you have to put down $3,500 to win $100.
That's how much I think.
For me, my number three, which you haven't watched, was American Fiction.
I want to see it. I just didn't pump. You put $20 down or you streamed it illegally?
I put $20 down.
Yeah, send me a link.
Okay.
You had Flower Moon at two?
That American Fiction had enough poking fun of different things. I guess I don't want to ruin it too much for you, but for me, this movie would have been well served as an 8-episode Netflix series because there were so many little subplots.
It's so Bill Simmonsy here. It would have been better as Netflix.
There were just so many subplots that were so small. For me, the one thing that I was in shock is the one woman, she gets on the screen and I just sit there and I go, wait a minute, where do I know her from? And had to look it up. It's Maxine from Living Single, which I loved growing up. Do you remember her kind of skinny, short hair, sassy?
She is.
Now she's in her, you know, early 50s or whatever. Yeah. And there's so many great parts of this movie. It is. I can't ruin it for you. But because what kind of happens is this guy isn't taken seriously. So then he does something as a joke and it goes viral for lack of ways of describing. That subplot has been done many times, but I enjoy it. I'm not going to say anymore. It has no chance of winning because it's going off at plus 6,600 at number 8th ranked thing. That was my number 3. My number 2 is Killers of the Flower Moon.
Really? It was so slow. And I didn't think she did anything so spectacular. She laid there. That's Best Actress?
She was charming. She had her moments. She emoted many different parts of that movie. I disagree with you.
I found it to be very slow. For a Scorsese movie, it was done to death.
Okay.
The book is this thin. The movie's forever.
Julia refused to watch it, and I sat down and said, I'm going to do this for the sake of my BYD audience. 8 minutes in, I thought it was going to be Last of the Mohicans. It's a mafia movie.
Yeah, it's a mafia movie, but not very...
It's a mafia movie. Can we say Redskin? No, they said...
You can. You
just
people.
This movie, it worked. I really liked it, but again... Do you know what we did? We all complained about The Irishman being, you know, 1 4-hour movie, just make it into four, one. Yes, it would have been better than that. But
yeah.
Leo being a simpleton, De Niro bothered me the most. But
he wasn't very good.
The only thing, if I really was going to critique on it, yes, it was too long. That's the obvious bullshit. And it did take me a couple times to get through. Only thing I complained about
three is sittings for us.
When she would speak Osage, there was enough scenes where they didn't put captions on the screen and you're just supposed to understand she was saying something loving.
Or you're not fluent?
Is anybody?
I am.
And the fact that that's loosely a true story, I thought it was very, very interesting. I liked it. You know what I'm also a really big fan of? This is the nerd in me coming out. I like when you have to think about the name of the movie. I don't like when it makes no sense. You go, why did they call it that? But the fact at the end of it, you kind of had to think about it. They only say The Flower Moon in like first 10, 20 minutes, and that's it.
I require them to say the name of the movie in the movie. It's a clear and present danger.
You know, one of my pet peeves when I watch any type of movie and the person comes in and, you know, they're dressed kind of strange and they well, what are you going to be doing later? Well, it is 1945 here in Seattle. And you're like, oh, okay, thank you for spelling out the time. I hate that. I hate that. We are smarter as an audience. So my number one, you haven't mentioned, Zach. Your number one, you haven't mentioned.
By far the best movie of the year.
Go ahead.
The Holdovers. It's by far the best movie of the year. Boarding school movies always work. I mean, that's a given. At Poets, School Ties, they always work. It was also shot in the town that we have a house in Massachusetts, so we knew a lot of the background. That was fun. Giamatti, amazing. The woman, amazing. Like,
she's going to win. She's going to win. That's better supporting actress, yeah.
The kid, never heard of him. Charming. The third act with the going to see the father, it was okay. The first two-thirds of it was by in the school. And the time when they go to Boston, it just get to it already. They settled it at the end. I thought it was good. I thought it was funny. It was heartful. It was poignant. It was a bunch of rich kids running around being assholes. The only thing that I didn't like about, or not, it's just been done. I mean, boarding school movies, while they always work, they've all been done a million times. Very good movie. No complaints. Right pace, right amount of time. Giamatti was good with the eye.
I really liked it as well. And for me, I was disappointed when The Holdovers, I thought it was going to be a little Dead Poety. And then when they got rid of the other four kids that were supposed to be there, I went, oh, I guess this movie isn't going to be what I think it is. Julia told me that she had been reading about the movie. They did some open casting for the role of the boy. And it turns out they end up going with somebody who was just at the high school.
Perfect.
You're the guy.
You're the guy.
So we're in agreement.
The kids skiing in Stade or wherever they go.
Ready for a Shonda? Yeah. As far as betting odds, it's the seventh movie on the list, which I don't understand. What? Maybe they're going. The only way that you use those logic is it has no chance of winning. Not that it's just the seventh best movie.
Giamatti was gonna should win Best Actor. Devon Joy Randolph should win Best Supporting. So if you've got two best, who's gonna win Best Actor over him? Do you think was deserving? Not who's gonna win, but who should?
No. I apologize. I guess I'm going by the odds. Is Cillian Murphy is winning Best Actor? Giamatti should win.
Right. So you've got the best actor in the group.
By you've
got the
standards.
Best Supporting. The script is terrific because it'll probably get Best Original Screenplay. Then it's Best Picture. Unless the director was god awful, it's Massachusetts in the winter. How bad could that be? That's always scenic.
Well, if you have a house there, I guess
it's better than New Mexico in the summer.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Did we just agree on something? Did we just become best friends?
And Ruffalo better win supporting. Oh, is he good?
Downey is. It's
I know he's going to, but that's not what I. Ruffalo was better.
They're going to give it to Downey simply for we can't give awards to Iron Man. But here you go. Like yeah, OJ went to jail.
Right.
You can't give him a lifetime achievement. Get the person in the end. Julius Lee. Going backward, she didn't watch Zone of Interest, Maestro, which she did watch 5 minutes of that, and she refused to watch Flower Moon. So backwards, she has Anatomy of a Fall, number 7. Number 6, Oppenheimer, also the same as me. She had Poor Things, number 5, because, again, it was super weird.
So good.
Number 4, American Fiction. Fiction. Number three, Past Lives. I think that's just the
podcast.
Number two, she had Barbie, which I might be sleeping in the other room tonight.
Ask her why. Get her on right now. I want her to defend that movie's quality.
But number one, Julia, also The Holdovers.
It's the best movie of the year. It's the most entertaining, engaging movie of the year. Mm. It's the only one that's actually a movie. It's the only one that will remember anything of a year from now.
Zach, do you want to be jerky? We got a little bit of time, or you want to hold it off?
No, I'll give something. So, by the way,
go ahead.
This bothered me. The other day, on the 29th, my subways were delayed tremendously. Now, there was a slashing of one of the conductors. But you want to know what the real reason why every goddamn subway was delayed? Leap day. They are all on a certain number of days a year contract. This was an extra day. So a lot of entire crews called out sick. And you know what? I applaud them. Because I worked leap day. And I made less this year per hour or per whatever because of a goddamn extra day. They were smart. I should have called out sick. Good for them. But they really bothered me.
You're not going to stick it to the man and just leave 5 minutes early. They stuck it to the man. No, but for you, if that was me, I would come in 5 minutes later and leave 5 minutes. I'd get that day back.
5 minutes. I am supposed to work 9 to 6. I haven't seen either of those numbers since my first week at work. So that's besides the point. Timberwolves star Anthony Edwards was late to the tip-off because he lost track of time. The fuck does that mean? He's sitting in the locker room playing dicking off? Like, what is he doing? They'll help the whole team leave together?
So you know who he is, right? He was in that Adam Sandler movie. He was the bad guy.
What?
Remember the Adam Sandler movie that came out? Was it a Rumble? You know, he finds the kid who's playing in his work boots, and then they have to, it's about the NBA draft. This was like last year, and I said it's literally the scout, but basketball. You didn't watch that movie?
No.
Okay. Anthony Edwards, he's more or less one of the best American players.
He's great. Yeah.
So
speaking of American players, are you familiar with what's going on in the NFL Combine with Tyler Owens?
He's the flat earther?
Yeah. Doesn't believe in space or planets.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
I'm not talking about this. Right, yeah,
he's good. You want to know well? Illinois tight end Tip Ryman questions if birds are real. What the fuck does that mean? Okay. Police praise Braylon Edwards for saving a man's life at the YMCA assault. He did. The guy's now on, he's attempted murder. He's the man.
Yeah, that old man, 80 years old, was going to get killed.
He's gonna
get killed. Braylon Edwards went and caught the bad guy, which is the first thing he's caught in 10 years.
A long time, yeah. Hey, that's pretty good. So there's an article, forget gentle parenting and social emotional learning. Adversity is the formula for resilient kids. I like that. There's a book saying, like, be tough on your kids, be mean to your kids, and then, like, snowflake you're raising.
Is that really? There. Because Colin's rant today was about resiliency.
Good. The Booth from The Sopranos?
Can we hold off on that? That's very, very high up on my list. No, talking about Caitlin Clark, who I could not care less about that whole situation because it's not the same as Pistol Pete, but talking about resiliency, how she's always been resilient in her career.
Good for her career. So we're not doing the Sopranos thing?
Go ahead.
All right. The Booth at Holston's in Bloomfield in New Jersey that The Sopranos ended in is selling on eBay for $82,000.
I've been tracking it because it's been in the local news and it ended up going for $82,000 and change. Here's why that doesn't bother me. Because I've been following that.
You'd be sitting
naturally
at it right now.
Oh my God. Oh, $80,000 and we blow up forever. That would have been pretty good.
It's an investment.
Zach, you take half, I take half. We just do our podcast from it.
Done.
Amazing.
Done.
That doesn't bother me. So I'm now getting all these advertisements. Other things you can bid on and look at. And I got something for a piece of the aggro crag, which I sat up in.
Oh, come on. Exactly. Wait, one or the one you lift up? Like the actual Mark O'Malley? So how hot was Mo?
Oh, it was great. The accent.
A 10.
I see this and I'm telling you, I'm in bed. A lot of times I'm watching things on my phone with one eye.
Mo, you leave the shirt on, right? Just for the stripes?
I open both eyes and look. How much for a piece of the aggro crag?
How big's the piece?
I don't know. I think it was like, yay.
$800.
Oh my God, Zach. $25,000. Fuck out of here. And I went, oh my God, that is insane. So the way I do it, I usually take a screenshot on my phone and then at the before our episodes, I go back and look. I then just say, what else are they selling? It got crazier. Coming back to Sopranos, pieces of James Gandolfini's dressing room you can buy for $1,200.
That's sad.
A piece of the dressing room?
I would want like the tuxedos from Dumb and Dumber over that. I'd want nonsense.
So that, for me, that is my bronze medal of my piece of dues. But I saw all of that. Yeah, Sopranos thing, I'm now regretting, Zach. $82,000 of publicity. If you think of what people pay in marketing.
Oh, it's nothing. Drop in the bucket.
Podcast idiots buy it for $82,000.
You know the picture of the sailor kissing the woman after World War II in New York? He dips her and plants one? No, it's iconic.
I'm me. No.
Yeah, great. Woke VA officials ban iconic World War II kiss over values because he foisted herself on her? Come on with this goddamn world. You can't kiss someone after war? He just saved us from the Nazis. We don't speak in German. German right now if not for this guy.
Ein, zwei, drei.
Exactly. Mm. That bothers me. It's iconic. I hate whitewashing history for stuff like that. Like, it's okay. Fun. And drunk school bus driver flips over school bus with kids inside, then berates troopers there to rescue them, according to the cops. Here's his mugshot.
Somebody please think of the children.
Think of the children. Jeffrey Brandon, 54, drunk out of his mind, then berates the cops, flips the school bus over with kids inside. That's what I got.
P-sha-do of the week. Zach, R.I.P. Richard Lewis. I feel bad because he was most famous for looking like death, and he actually died. Did you see that he had rewritten his will, deed, mortgage, something to make sure that his wife is protected? They don't have to leave their house. His house is valued at $1.5 million. Why the hell isn't that house paid off or to be able to be paid off with all the money he gets from Curb or something?
Why is his house not worth more? Why is he not living in a better place? He
can't afford the $1.5
million. He's had some problems. I mean, he's had some substance stuff, but Jesus Christ. Even the Men in Tights residual should pay for that. He was so good.
Will Forte, who's not going anywhere fast, they ended up doing a movie where it was Wile E. Coyote versus Acme. They say it was so bad they had to scrap the whole movie, which I don't ever get that. You're telling me you can't just put that thing on Netflix or Disney and just see what happens?
Can't be worse than half these Oscar movies.
Or are we just doing another Dictator that they put the article out there, then they release it, and now I'm going to watch it if it ever
does. I watched the Dictator because I thought it was culturally important.
Told you, that's where Honey Dick come from. Candidate number four, another one of my friends is selling something on the Facebook, except this is a friend that I would say is doing quite well for himself. Somebody who's making a lot of money. They're selling a West Elm table for $250. Why? Donate it, give it to somebody. You're doing $250? It does nothing for this kid. I don't get it. I'm not going to tell you who it
is.
Nobody knows what Jewish people make. We just say, I'm doing well. I got a big bonus. Things are going good.
Good, yeah.
Next candidate. The University of Maryland is trying to get rid of all fraternities and sororities. They say they're dangerous for the kids.
Gives a fuck. They're fine. Kids make their own choices.
Miley Cyrus's mother, sister, and brother are all feuding. I can't quite follow the math, but the guy from Prison Break, Dominic Purcell, whoever that is, he hooked up with her brother in the past, but now is married or dating to her mother. So
really?
That get really
weird. Huh?
Yeah, that's strange. Well, again, he was doing that. I don't get it. Your boy, Jason Kelsey, has officially retired and got up and gave a very heartfelt speech. He said a couple of things in his speech that people are now saying, oh, it was a shout out to Taylor Swift because he was quoting some of her songs. Do you know what he said in his speech that people are going after? He said something like, never in my wildest dreams would I thought I'd be able to do. It's like, okay, that's just a normal saying that people say.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's just heard this. It'd be like, you're going to have to do really, really. If I get up and give a speech and say, you know, I'm on that stairway to heaven. Okay, I'm calling out Led Zeppelin. But I just say, thank God I'm free as a bird from that terrible company. Doesn't mean I love Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Can you quote my book when you retire?
Buy my book.
Buy my book. Now we're talking. I'd watch an episode of The Critic over every one of these movies.
Except for The Holdover. Except Candidate. This is happening more and more. Basically, somebody that we know and love. People, when you send a text, it needs to be so illegible for you to then do the so-and-so edited their text. That's really bothering the shit out of me.
Really?
Is that change a word or do whatever.
I'm editing.
I know you're now going to start doing that, but it's...
No, I've been editing. My texts have to be precise, perfect elocution.
Just send a... If you misspell a word or do something, just send like a couple of words with a star or something. I don't need a whole nother Mike Simon edited his text.
Well, that's if they have an Android. It shows it to you again because get a real phone, Mike Simon.
And Eric.
Oh, he's the only one that has the Android.
Skipping The Sopranos because you did that. Getting down to it. There's a UFC prospect. His name is Paul Roses Jr. He's mostly famous for being super young and having a very, very bad cleft palate. He's so young, he still lives with his parents. His father has now come out and said he will no longer be fighting in the UFC until he does his chores and starts following what we say at home. He's a professional athlete. He's getting grounded. But the number one thing, and I think I'm reading this article right, Irish pool champion Kim O'Brien is refusing to play against transgender athletes. Do I care about her political stance on anything? No. But what
pool
makes
is not
me,
a gendered sport.
Yeah. You're a champion. I don't care what that person tucked between their legs or doesn't. Girls and boys should be playing against each other in that sport.
I've been smoked by women in pool. Like, some of them are really good.
You think you're the only one? Okay.
Yeah. I used to be pretty good. Not like that kind of good, but I was decent. Not excellent, but better than most people you know. But I played a lot in my day.
Yeah, you were all excuses. You're great at everything on camera, and then in person, you're like, oh, I haven't done it in a while.
I'll play you in pool right now and beat the crap out of you.
I hate to bring it up. You know who's really good at pool?
Julia. Asians are good at pool.
My father's very, very good at pool. Yes.
$50 on me, I beat Robin Snyder anytime.
He'll take your money.
Will he?
Yeah. He grew up at the pool table. He's very good.
I used to play a lot back when I was
You know what's even worse is when we were trying to have a relationship, I guess when I was younger, we'd go to a local pool hall just to play. He wouldn't give me a ball. He would crush me. And if my ball was in his way, he would just knock it in for the sake of like, all right, I got to get your ball out of the way before I can beat you. And because over and over. You know what I always say? He was not the best dad, but he never beat me. He beat the hell out of me in every game we've ever played.
He was a tough guy from the neighborhood. I think I could take him.
I don't have any really good candidates on here. Do you want to pick a Pichadu or just be done with this? Because all of mine were like
beating me in pool. I would love to play him in pool. I would buckle under that pressure, I think.
Booze, your daddy the podcast. Thanks for listening. Hope everybody has a good Oscars, enjoys everything. Zach, NFL is talking about 18 games. Are you excited?
No, too many. We pay for another game. Killer.
Killer of the Flower Moon.
That pool hole looked amazing. That place looked like you gotta shave, you gotta play pool, you just put a golf simulator in there and I'm good. We'll never leave it. The coolest place in town.